Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Take two for myself and my guest John Wayne. We're trying our second record. The show was snatched. Oh yes, I've learned a lesson. As soon as we are done with pre-records from now on, we're going into instant production. No putting it off for a half a day. This is the third time this has happened in 3 months. And people just don't want it out there. And you know what's interesting, too? There's a big-time booking agent in New York City. And I'm not going to give her name. But she's big. We're talking Congress, senators, Hollywood, sports, geopolitics, which we center on. And she can't get a hold of me. She calls my number. And my number goes to a voicemail that's not me. It's bizarre. We're under attack, folks. We are absolutely under attack. I tried to give a donation to Liz Harris, the ousted member of the Arizona House of Representatives, and I got directed to a mirror site without knowing it. And next thing I know, my bank's contacting me say, fraud, fraud, fraud. And Liz and I have had a lot of anomalies on our communications. So, she was exposing criminal members of the Arizona State Legislature, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, and various other positions, including law enforcement. So, that's a topic unto itself. But what we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to go to John right after we do our preliminaries, is we're going to talk about the hellhole that the West Coast is becoming. Another train derailment. Folks, I'm telling you, this affects water and food. I'm sure we'll get into that. And we're looking at the RICO organized crime syndicate of world globalists living in America that are trying to destroy what we have, the Great Reset, and then basically enslave everybody. And I could go on and on. You get the idea. By the way, we're going to talk about this phrase, too. The New York Times said today it's okay to have dementia and be president. First, they tried to deny it. Yeah, we'll get into that. But that's what's on tap today with our guest, John Wayne. And I think you're going to really like what he has to say. And it's been a little while since we've had him on. It's always good to have him back as a guest. Let's talk about who is sponsoring us. Well, first of all, foodwithdave.com. And the one thing I'm going to say to you that you need to hear and hear clearly, that we are under attack with our food supply. In fact, this latest train derailment, catapulting cars into the Mississippi River, that attacks water, that attacks food, and the dioxide raining down on crops, the 18,000 cows that got blown up, and of course, dioxide getting into the weather system from various train derailments. The 111 food processing plants have been destroyed since Biden's come into power, and there hasn't been one federal investigation. You can see what they're doing. They're getting ready to put you in a Biden food line. And if you're naughty, you don't get fed. So what do you got to do? You got to take care of your own needs right now. My Patriot Supply has great sales. They have different specials out there. They have different ancillary awards like water filters. In addition, ladies and gentlemen, they have restaurant quality food, 2,000 calories per day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, lots of diversity. Go to, before you run out of time, go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I just reported on this tonight. South America has ditched the dollar for trade entirely. So we've lost more backing of the dollar. And guess what currency they're using? The yuan. And did you know about the Dodd-Frank law passed in 2010 under Obama, saying when you put your money in the bank, it belongs to the bank, including your retirements, and they can seize them upon their own desire? So why wouldn't you lessen your money in the bank? Why wouldn't you go to where the only winner investment last year was precious metals? 25% up on gold. Silver was a close second. Stocks lost 25%. It's incredible what's going on. So what I want you to do is let me send you an information packet on Noble Gold, because that's who I use. Yeah, I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 4.5 years, going on 5 years. I trust them with my portfolio, and my exposure in the bank is minimized compared to what it could be. Now, we know you still have to stay in banking, but with central banking digital currency coming, game over if your assets are tied up there. So give yourself a fighting chance. Let me send you the packet. go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And then finally, let's not suffer in misery. Let's suffer in comfort. And the Mike Lindell people said to our audience, we'd like to make our products available to you at a 2-for-1 or even over a 50% markdown reduction price. So you get the mattress, the pillow casings, the slippers, yeah, even the dog beds. In fact, they called me and they said, Dave, before you start selling, could we send you some products? I said, I already have them all. My wife bought them all. We have the dog beds. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Dogs love them. They use it like I use my recliner. So how do you get a deal like what I'm describing? All you got to do is go to mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Well, it's been a long time, Mr. John Wayne, or so it seems, mm-hmm. and we have some very timely topics here. Which one, my friend, after I welcome you to the show, what would you like to start with?
Well, the situation on the streets of our nation, the degradation of society and the collapse of, I guess, what you could call Western civilization. You know, it's almost daily now of the scenes of incidents through videos. You know, now everybody, there's a camera everywhere. Everybody's got a phone, you know, to record incidents that take place. And I am literally seeing, for what I can describe for lack of a better term, civility going mad. And I mean, it seemed it's unbelievable to the degree for what I've seen just now, before we come on air. I saw a video where firefighters were in a fight and scuffle with civilians, and the firefighter was booting the civilian in the head, and the police were in the mix trying to break it up. I mean, it's absolute insanity. And to see it on that level, that's one thing. You know, but then you see the situation on the sides of the streets across, well, especially the West Coast. And I want to mention Gavin Newsom turning the National Guard loose is no mistake, if you would. They've got plans. They plan on taking this country into a full-on martial law, is my belief, Dave. I don't think we're even going to see a 2024 election.
You know, a lot of people are saying that, John, and I have to tell you, I have my doubts too. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I'm going to say if an election wouldn't happen, this would be the one.
That's right. You know, I mean, and then even on top of it, you know, the Dominion and Hammer and Scorecard and all of that, you know, that was, you know, to attack and disrupt and, you know, make illegitimate the election. You know, I mean, they stole the country.
No, John, they didn't steal anything. We hear it all the time from our government officials. The elections are completely fair and free. There's no such thing as fraud. No one would ever cheat on an election. That would be an immoral thing to do. Yes, we can put CRT and teaching first graders about oral sex into the classroom. That's okay. But these same people would never, ever cheat on an election. Mm-hmm. I know. You know what? I hate to say this, John. I'm going to get your reaction to this. You're pretty level-headed. I've been a member of the Republican Party for quite some time. I've quit the Republican Party because the leadership is co-opted into the Uni Party. They don't care about you. They destroy America First candidates. They withdraw their funding. So why would I belong to a party that's self-destructing on purpose and supports China just like Joe Biden? So let me ask you a question. Right now, with no changes to our election laws, okay, of course, you know, those ballot stuffing videos we've seen on Dinesh D'Souza and here in Arizona by private parties, those are just lies. They're just making that up and faking it because there's no election fraud. So let me ask you a question. Is it even worth voting?
You know, probably not. I mean, in all actuality, I mean, they're going to rig it and they're going to throw it one way or the other. Now, it'd be kind of like it'd be the opposite. OK, so when Donald Trump won his election against Hillary Clinton, you know, you could see where the people going out to vote en masse did affect their ability to maintain the higher ground on the election.
Yes.
So if you were to do the same thing in verse and not have anybody vote at all, then you would have you would have all the evidence right there on, you know, who was manipulating what at where and when and how to what degree to get to the next level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but let me give you an example of how far they'll go, and I'll tell you how I think they'll posture it. First, let me take the second part first. What they'll say is when they win 95% of the vote, they'll say, see, this is a mandate for communism. Shut up and sit down. You naysayers will do with you what communists do to their dissenters. That's one. Okay, now, in Cochise County, which is an Arizona county bordering the Mexico border, they're really pissed off, and they're very conservative. They got a good sheriff. They announced on their board of supervisors that before they certified the election, they were going to do an independent hand count to verify the machine totals. The gubernatorial candidate, Katie Hobbs, who was then the present Secretary of State, and one of their mandated duties for Secretary of State is to monitor elections. She engaged in a criminal conflict of interest, and she told the county commissioners at Cochise County, if you do not immediately certify this election, I will have you put in prison. I kid you not.
Yeah,
She didn't only do it with Cochise County. In Mojave County, Ron Gould, who I've talked to, been on a show when he had his own talk show, he's the chairman of the Board of Supervisors. He announced, we're not certifying this election. And she said the same thing to him. I will put you in prison. So in his vote to certify, Ron said, and Ron's a good and decent man, but Ron said, against my will and being coerced to do so, I vote to certify the election. This is how corrupt it is. Why are we voting? Now, we all know they cheat. So why are we voting?
Well, absolutely. You make an extremely valid point.
Now, you have to have an option if you're not going to vote.
That's right.
You either got to separate, you know, like Paul Preston's doing in California, or you got to pick up the guns. It's one or the other.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, our Constitution is written to that effect, where if our legal government, constitutional government, is hijacked, overthrown, or turns into a full-blown monarchy or tyranny, I mean, we have that Second Amendment right to defend our First Amendment right. So therefore, our constitutions, then every other amendment that falls after the Second Amendment, because we are being infringed upon, our country is being attacked, we are being usurped from within, we are being sold out to foreign national powers. You know, and it's so obvious now. They can't hide this anymore. You know, I mean, I know for a fact that Hillary Clinton was to have Agenda 21, right? And the what was it? Oh, that's right, COVID-19. Something just everybody seems to just be not even thinking about anymore, like it never happened, right? It never happened. Your government's never tried to pull a genocidal annihilation off on you. You know, that didn't happen, right? Dave, it's scary to see where things are at, you know, but to understand, to be able that we have the ability with doing what we're doing, what we've been doing for quite a few years now, to strike that chord of truth, to ring it in the ear of that the masses out there that don't have any form of awareness to this, or to an awareness to this to the degree for which we have, for which we can call it out on, because we pay attention. We report on all of this that's taking place, and it's getting really hard. There is so much stuff. So I want to just throw this out there. This is a fly ball out in left field. Hunter Biden and Anthony Blinken. What do you make of that? You know, and you know, before you go there or answer or say anything, I want to say, they are treating this as if this is a women's daytime story drama, right?
Yeah,
the Hunter Biden saga.
Yeah, brought to you by the drag queens.
Just, right.
I mean, oh, my satanic. Gosh. Yeah, winking, blinking, and they better watch out for God, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. Blinken, we know now, but it's come out. He masterminded the Hunter Biden laptop Russia hoax story. He put it together. He got the 51 intel officers to commit perjury. And that's what they did. They committed perjury. They should be in jail. We live in a total RICO mafia organized crime environment.
That's right. You know, and there's names to, you know, to round it out. Mm-hmm. And for how to be the control that they have. And, you know, it's as if it's set up as if it were like an organ, like I'm not, like, well, obviously it's an organization, it's organized crime, but for how it to be set up, it's set up in the way as which it's, what would you call it? I'm trying to think of the word.
I can tell you what the net effect is. Hey, Vito.
Go ahead.
Vito, we have ways of making them.
That's right.
It's the Godfather. Absolutely. This is the Godfather Part 4.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you know, and I mean, the horse's head is turned into the horse's ass, and it's Joe and Hunter Biden show.
That's right. You know, I mean, it's so abundantly clear that people should be picking up on this everywhere and aware to it. But look at what they're dividing, like you said, what they're dividing us over, this transgender thing. I mean, that is the most insane thing. Dave, I didn't see anything like that coming for 8,000 miles, that they were going to have a fifth column element on that level. But that's a totally other, broadcast. Everything's being controlled. Everything's being orchestrated. You know, it's organized, like we were saying, to get back to the organization of this. I just want to name some names and just kind of throw out there, you know, well, what are they about? What did they do? What were their roles in this, well, what do you want to call it, strange Kevorkian control of the world? I mean, it's, communism, commu-fascist socialism. So the COVID key WEF players, well, of course we have Bill Gates, the primary funder of the WHO, pandemic modelers, North Ferguson and C. Murray built 7 vaccine factories, George Soros partnered with Bill Gates to buy Mologic 213, maker of the COVID test kits. Klaus Schwab organized 1,000-plus companies, nonprofits, and media organizations bought up with fractional reserve currencies. Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, distracting from COVID with engineered war, connected to Schwab and Kissinger. Jeff Bezos, number one beneficiary of lockdowns, control of perception media, Amazon books and or reviews, Prime Video, Washington Post. Then it's got the central bankers and global asset managers. Lawrence D. Fink, chair, CEO of BlackRock, now managing U.S. Fed special purpose vehicles.
Stop there for a second, John.
Okay.
Do you know that BlackRock owns 14% of Fox News?
You know, I thought I might have heard something about that somewhere along the way.
Yeah, that kind of explains a little bit about Tucker, which we can get to later. Okay, I want you to continue with this roster, but I wanted to throw that in. That shocked me when I just learned this. Yeah.
Well, you know, like you said, the picture becomes to be more clear. Mark Carney, former head of Bank of Canada, Bank of England, ex-Goldman Sachs, current vice chair of Brookfield, Canadian BlackRock. So Brookfield is Canadian BlackRock. Christine Lagarde, president of the European Central Bank. And it says here, media censorship and control of perception.
I got a good Lagarde story to tell you.
Okay.
I saw a video where she wasn't wearing her makeup, and she looked like the Wicked Witch of the West. I mean, she looked like evil incarnate. I'm kidding you not. And the message that came out of her mouth was befitting her appearance. She said, soon, we're going to be on digital currency. And any European that dares to use more than $1,000 of cash will see the inside of a jail. True story, and this was about a month ago.
Wow. That's evil. That's evil, evil. These people got plans. I mean, they, you know, what is it? Well, Klaus Schwab, you will have nothing and you will be happy. Well,
the globalists have something. They still have Epstein Island.
Well, they sure do. You know, they've got other places all over the world. You know, I mean, another interesting place, Bohemian Grove over there on the west coast of the United States that, you know, no, no such thing exists. You know, the people won't get out in the woods and do anything out there. You know, just turn around. They'll pay attention to the, you know.
But, John, yeah, I'm taking off one of my gloves, okay? Because you know what they do? They don't just go have sex with kids. They start singing the song, "Hunting We Will Go, Hunting We Will Go." Would you care to guess what they're hunting?
Oh, that would be the Black Forest over there in Germany. Yeah, human beings.
Kids. Children.
After
they've sexually molested them. Yeah, this is one of the pastimes.
The world has fallen into a full-on, an unadulterated evil, and it's chilling to see. I mean, we knew that, you know, through Scripture that such times were to manifest and come. You know, and we weren't told how they would manifest or to which way they would, you know, be brought forth. But now we see it. And now we see states pushing back against this vileness that they're trying to unleash upon the civilization, upon the populace, right? I found that there's a video, and I want to say it came out of Bozeman, Montana. I want to say Bozeman or Butte, where they had a city council or a state chambers meeting, something to that degree. And it was infiltrated by a bunch of raging transvestites yelling, "Let her speak, let her speak, let her speak." Now, Dave, I recorded this and played it in reverse just to see what they were saying. For whatever reason, I was curious. It says, "He saw him, he saw him, he saw him." No kidding. As they're
David Oates, reverse speech. He has a convert. Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this shows the level of the spiritual battle, I believe. You know, and to be able to make light of it, and especially maybe somebody out there listening to this broadcast right now, that you may never have heard such a thing, that there is reverse speech. You know, I mean, call it like it's kind of basically a different kind of tongues, but if you take somebody's normal pattern of talking and then you reverse it, you are going to pick up on, I don't know, what would you call it, Dave? Like I said, it's unbelievable.
Let me tell you, I've seen some anecdotal evidence that what you speak forwards when it's reversed can reveal hidden truths. I've seen it anecdotally expressed. The most entertaining one I saw was when Bill Clinton said, "I did not have sex with that woman," and it came back, "She's a great kisser." But here's the deal. Okay, I got to put my research hat on. I got to remain as scientific as possible for the, let's just put it this way, the credibility of our show. And I have to say, what David John Oates has not done is he has not provided credible research. He produces anecdotal case after anecdotal case. And he could devise an experiment with an experimental group, a control group, and, you know, I'd be happy to set it up for him for a small fee.
Absolutely, that would be great.
Okay, but he's heard me say this on the air. So David John Oates would probably not come on my show. In fact, he did not respond to a request to come on my show to talk about this.
I've had a few different people, you know, that bobber's still sitting there in the water waiting for a bite.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. And if you're not willing to come on and say, okay, this is what I got, it's anecdotal, it's promising. You see, anecdotal evidence, it's just your personal experience, is not totally worthless as scientific proof. It's the first step towards higher level inquiry. Gee, I see this. Is this the way the universe works? Well, if I see more evidence of this, maybe I'll devise a study And then you have lots of studies until you do a mathematical formula called level of significance. And when your level of significance reaches 0.05 in this formula, then you are done with your research. And what you can say is whatever our conclusion is, it's due less than 5% to luck or chance. Right. And see, this is what David John Oates needs to do. Anyway, I don't want to go right. too far off on this.
No,
field.
You're fine. No, I wanted to ask if you actually knew somebody, Douglas Vogt, V-O-G-H-T.
No, but you're the second person to bring his name up to me in a week.
Okay. I've interviewed him a couple of times, and I believe the information that he has is spot on for what they, the powers to be, are extremely concerned that they, you know, well, if they lose control of the populace, well, obviously they don't have any control at all. And then therefore, whatever this cataclysmic event is that is going to take place, you know, I mean, they won't have any, you know, they're going to lose it all. But yeah, Douglas Vogt, Diehold Foundation. He's got some interesting lectures, if you would.
Did you say Diebolt?
On YouTube. Diehold.
Okay, I thought you said Diebolt, like the old corrupt voting machine. Yeah, okay. No, I've not heard of him. What does he say?
Well, basically, you know, we are going to have
I've heard of him. It's right here in my notes. John, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Major cataclysmic.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about this. This is interesting.
Well, you know, we're coming to find out that there's different forms of energy that exist, or there's, you know, forms of energy that are, I don't know if the word salient would be right, but, you know, they're at one point. You have one focal point where there's absolutely nothing in existence. You know, the Earth is going through these changes. The Earth is expanding right now. We've seen, what was it, three major volcanoes in just the past, I want to say, week or 2 weeks erupt.
Climate change. And we had 150. Climate change.
Right. You know, I mean, that, and that's, you know, natural. It's all normal. You know, but they're trying to make money off of this whole thing. You know, but no, to get back to Douglas's work, I mean, he says that he's pretty certain that the Earth may be hit by a nova in 2048. And this adds up with other dates that are kind of relevant, you know, in the doomsday kind of research area. You know what I mean? You have 2039. I would say 2028 might have been another one. Then we have, you know, 2030, like I said, 2039. Then there's other, you know, there's other things that are happening all concurrently along the way that we're now able to see these incidents for what they are. Did you see that thing I sent to you with the Starship exploding, Elon Musk's big pop bottle rocket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And what was that? I'm going to have to look at it. I want to look at it here because I want to quote it for being direct and not, you know, paraphrased. It's King James Bible. This is Obadiah. I would say it's Obadiah. Yeah, Obadiah 1:4. Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. For when I saw the Starship explosion, you know, they're trying to get off the planet for some reason, Dave. Like I said, that ties into a lot more of, you know, what I was mentioning with Doug. But they know something's getting ready to happen. And then when you see something like this in Scripture, and you can put it together, and that is exactly speaking of what happened. You know,
okay.
They're trying to get off.
I don't disagree with your conclusion on the Musk and the globalist side of things. But what I'm wondering is, why are they wasting so much energy to subjugate the planet? If they're going to leave, then why bother with us?
Well, because, well, for one, I believe they can't. They want to make it to where, you know, the people left here aren't able to figure it out to some way to chase them. As they leave.
Oh, I see, to where they're going. Okay, so the commoners are left behind to figure things out and then develop your own space force and go after them, right?
Right. But I mean, but the thing is, like I said, I believe what they will do if this is the scenario and they're, you know, this, they're making escape, they've got the ability to affect the trajectory of space rocks now. And we know this, you know, Didymos and some of these other missions that they've accomplished here recently by impacting, you know, kinetic energy with an object to affect its trajectory. So they are, you know, what is it? There's a war in space, right? You know, I want to get through. Can I get through the rest of this list?
Yeah,
or I just want to get through the rest of them names. So Mark Zuckerberg. Well, no, I want to read this here first. The media censorship and control of perception, because I think it's imperative. Control of perception is the most powerful weapon in the world. Can intergenerational organized crime control the information the population receives to distract and deceive them about the reality of government? Government in quotations here. 9-1-1 or 9-11 or the COVID done through monopolization of the media and algorithmic censorship of the dominant internet search, social media, video sharing, fact-checking, and comment platforms. So this is the control, you know, to control the speech, to make sure that, you know, to have the agenda go to plan, you have to have that back voice on the other side to make sure the funnel of information is being directed down the channel they want it to go. Because if it doesn't, and then you have these offshoots that start to break that mold or that paradigm, then you begin to see through the cracks that are developed, I mean, the forms of reality that are there behind the story that they are trying to keep hidden. I hope that makes sense to somebody out there. So Mark Zuckerberg, CEO and chair of Facebook, was caught censoring truthful information on the scam of, well, yeah, the COVID. Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google. Google was caught censoring truthful information on the scam of, well, you guessed it, the COVID. Saud Mehmet, staff reporter, The Washington Post. Justin Fox, journalist, Bloomberg USA. Alessandra Galloni, editor-in-chief, Thomas Reuters in the UK. Maria Bartiromo, anchor and global markets editor, Fox Business Network USA. And then, well, this isn't to go on about the author, where I'm reading this from. But they, see, look, this is organized crime on levels unbelievable. You know what I mean? Like, there's a... Let me see here. I'll just copy the image. I'll send it over to you. So that way, you know, the names of these people and the faces of them are right there. You know, and it's the Great Reset. The one thing I haven't, I'm looking here and I do not see for the life of me, and I don't understand why not, I don't see Yuval Noah Harari in this lineup here. So, interestingly enough, you know, he is the one that is basically directing Klaus Schwab. So we need to figure out who is directing Yuval Noah Harari.
Well, my answer would be, I've been told the same thing, by the way. I talked to Clay Clark a lot, and he's pretty well connected. In fact, he's coming on our TV show next Monday. But Clay is saying from his sources that Harari does indeed run the WEF, and you're correct. It's not Klaus Schwab. So it's interesting you'd say that. What was your question again? I'm sorry, I lost it.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I lost in translation too. But no, I mean, okay, right. So who's his boss? I mean, to be in control of such things, I would have to say it'd be pretty darn close to Satan or the walking Antichrist. And I mean, there's a few people out there, and there's some things that have really come to light with the research done by Ted Cohen and the Antichrist possibly being King Charles. But I mean, so that's a big entire six broadcasts.
Yeah, you know. It is. I would answer your question about who's really in control of this at the human level. I would say the Li family in China, L-I, spelled L-I, the Oppenheimers, the Rothschilds, and the surviving members of the Rockefeller family. Those are generally looked at as the four pillars of the New World Order.
I've heard of a couple of other family names, but I cannot recall them off the top of my head. But they're on the same level as the Rothschilds or the Redshields.
Yeah, I was told there are four families, but that doesn't mean it can't change. So I hear what you're saying on that point, but... Yeah, who's really calling the shots here? That's
Right.
what you're talking about here. Bill Gates is a lieutenant. All these people you're mentioning here are lieutenants. People give the queen, the former queen, the late queen, too much credit. The king doesn't have the ultimate say in things. Okay. Remember, the Rothschilds bankrupted the Bank of England. The Rothschilds still own them. Remember, it was the Napoleonic War, and they spread the fake rumor that Wellington had lost, and it bankrupted the stock market of Great Britain and caused her banks to collapse. That's how the Rothschilds got their hooks into the royalty in Britain.
It's been that way, ever since. I mean,
Yeah.
all the wars are funded by both sides.
That's true.
And
Hey, I got something really bizarre for you.
go for it.
And I did this on YouTube, but I said, I don't understand it. We can only speculate. And here's the speculation. Zelensky is calling out for China to be a part of what's going on in Ukraine. And that's pretty close to an accurate translation. Now, here's what's interesting, okay? Ukraine is at war with Russia. Russia is economically and military aligned with China, and Zelensky's having conversations with Xi Jinping. What the hell is going on?
A whole lot of chicanery, and it's I think what it is, Dave, I think what this really all really boils down to is to completely demoralize. No, I don't want to say, I mean, well, I don't know if demoralize would be the right word, but to completely destabilize the ability for the United States not only to maintain any kinds of connections, but to my goodness. So they want us to have a, be on. They want us to have be on a forefront war, and we can't be on a forefront war. No standing nations ever won a two-front war, let alone a forefront war. But what they're doing is they're grinding up the United States stockpiles of munitions, making us, more easy to attack, if you would, or not be able to defend ourselves. It's really wild seeing the paradigms of all this. But like you're saying, like you just stated, both sides fund both sides fund the war. I mean, people fail to remember, Henry Ford was funding, Hitler's, war machine too. So it's never changed. And it continues not to change. Why is that? Well, because, well, nobody raises enough hell. I mean, we've got a Congress that continues to allow these illegal wars to continue to propagate and happen with nobody saying a word about any of it at
They
all.
get kick,
Like
they
it's not
get
even a thing.
kickbacks from the military industrial complex. Make no
Right.
mistake about it, John.
Yep, that's right.
They're bought and paid for.
Skids are greased.
I've mentioned the Brager Report on my show multiple times, and the evidence is strong. The affidavits are there to support most of the allegations. And in Arizona, and supposedly in 25 other states, but I've only looked at Arizona, the Sinaloas do money laundering to control the politicians on behalf of China. And it's all one big happy family. And all four of our universities here in Arizona are controlled by China. I asked two legislators recently in the state representatives. And I asked him, I said, how many people in the Capitol are truly compromised, all of the Brager Report? The answer I got from both, one said 75, the other said 80. 80%.
Yeah, we're a captured nation.
Yeah, absolutely are. No question about it. This is why I haven't told you this because, you've kind of been on the run, so to speak, and I've been really busy, but the California Second State Movement, and I'm not at liberty to talk about everything I know, but I'll just say this, they have very powerful allies. I think it's going to happen. I think the California itself will be forced to capitulate because they're getting people resigned from office because of election fraud, and they go and form these affidavits, and the sheriff by law has to investigate, and it's causing a big turmoil there. Well, they're bringing it to Arizona, and they've asked me to be a part of it. I think this is going to sweep the country. Marjorie Taylor Greene said something very revealing I didn't understand about a month ago. She said America needs a divorce. Do you remember hearing that?
I may recollect that somewhere along the way, yeah.
Yeah, this is what she's talking about. We need a second nation, a parallel nation. The other nation's too far gone. They control all the centers of power. So, the thing is you got to divide your nukes up, and what are you going to do with your military? But the thing is people have to decide, would you rather negotiate or fight a civil war? And that's clearly where we're headed. I mean, there could be
Right.
divine intervention, but unless this nation gets on its knees and repents in mass, I
Right.
don't see that happening.
I don't either. And Dave, if I could, I'd like to ask, we haven't touched anything upon this, and that's the massive looting and ransacking and turning inside out of box stores in major cities. If people can't see this as being, controlled, contrived, and conspired to be, in control of, certain goods and items. And not only that, if you don't have food at your local stores, well, just go on down to the local camp and you'll get your food from the camp. No, stay as far away from that place as humanly possible. Unless you are a dredge of society, go walking happenstancely, half helplessly on inside the gates. But we're being set up for failure. We're being set up for destruction. We're being set up for collapse. And I want to mention that as well. Get back to the train derailments. These things are happening at levels unheard of. And the places for where they are happening. And the bodies of water that they're affecting. These are attacks. And I don't know by who or by what. I mean, now don't get me wrong. I know the infrastructure is crumbling and things are just not up to par and, so on and so forth. But now it's beyond coincidence. Don't you come to find?
On the second one, I said, boy, a couple of days apart. And then Buttigieg had the nerve to come out and say, oh, no big deal. Derailments happen all the time. Jeez. I mean, yeah, the best and the brightest of America on display. Cackling Kamala, Pete Buttigieg. Did you hear Grantham yesterday? She came out and said, I forget the year she placed on it, that all military vehicles will be not running on diesel or gas.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I just said, oh, by the way, the energy company that's promoting electric, big manufacturer, they work out of China. She's a traitor, just like Biden.
Absolutely.
Jenner,
I mean, it's
Jennifer
the same.
Grantham knows nothing about energy, but sure knows how to capitalize on the profits.
Right. I mean, it's just the same asinine mentality as what it would have been with Hank Johnson. Oh, Admiral, if we put too many soldiers on the one side of Guam, will that island flip over? Get out of
Yeah, that
here.
guy was
Are you
serious.
Man,
He was serious.
that's he
John,
was
he was
serious.
serious. That
That's right.
moron was serious.
That's right.
We have been taken over by the cabal. And like I said, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, I think it's 6 through 17, come out from among them. And basically, the verse calls for people to separate from the world. And you look at who runs this country. You got a president, if you're to believe Project Veritas, the diary, Joe was showering with his own daughter. Joe allows sex trafficking, fentanyl poisoning crossing the border. He doesn't care. Hunter's the biggest pervert in the world. They're both traitors to the country. You can't, a nation can't survive this kind of leadership. This is why. And I don't even know if we have time to get into the escape hatch of a second nation, but I sure as hell know I'm not going to participate in this First Nation.
Right, no, people, that's where, like you said, it gets back into scripture. Come out of her, my people. Get out of Babylon the Great. Leave, flee. It may be hard to do, but it needs to be done in levels and degrees. And if God's calling on your heart, to move you, then follow that direction, because God's love, God's direction, God's will is never wrong. You know,
I don't think there's anywhere to run to, John.
I don't think there really is. You know, I mean, just pray to God that wherever you find as a refuge or a place that may be relatively safe, you know, is in God's graces to protect you. I mean, everything in the way I'm looking at now, Dave, is in God's hands. Everything has taken place. And this country has fallen so short of him, you know, the Father, that this country is, I think it's in judgment now, but the judgment that is to come is in nothing compared to what's taking place right now. I mean, it'll be so unbelievably horrible that it's almost indescribable. You know, and people say, well, you know, we live in the United States, nothing like that's ever happened. Well, I'm going to tell you what, don't say that it can't, because it sure can. And they're stopping at no levels to accomplish that and make that happen. You know, and like I said, to get back with these stores and, you know, looting and all that, you know, this is the collapse. This is the destruction of Western civilization. Like I said, they start putting troops on the streets. You know, they're already beginning to do it over there in San Francisco, from what I gather. That's meant to be eventually across the entire nation, and it's not going to be U.S. soldiers policing. You know, we've done many broadcasts about all this stuff, and we've been so right about everything we've said over the years. You know, it's spooky. I mean, I don't want to be right about all this stuff, but, I mean, we're right. And anybody that comes back and says, oh, man, you guys are so full of it, you know what? Well, go ahead and prove it. Prove to us your facts. Let's have a debate and see who stands on top of that mountain at the end of that debate. You know, because truth will always prevail in the sight of tyranny and or evil. You know, what does it take for evil to persist? Because what? That's right. Mm-hmm. Good men do nothing.
Exactly. Exactly, John. Like I said, I say this a lot on my show, probably about once every 2 weeks. We have more people awake today than ever before. I think probably 35-40% of the country has a rough idea of how corrupt it is and how truly evil the people that are running this country are. But that doesn't translate much into action. Awareness is not action. You know, the Bible says faith without works is useless. And that analogy applies here. The other thing, too, that I wanted to run by you, I would guess, and it's just a guess, but about 60% of the people they're dumber than a box of rocks when it comes to political knowledge. Mm-hmm. And they don't really see what's going on. They hear bits and pieces, but they'll vote, and they'll vote for the message they hear the most because of name recognition. And I have this thought here about this, and this is why I tell people, you need to become a missionary of the truth, every one of you. And what I mean by that is we have to take that 60-65% of the people that will vote for Democrats because that's the only message you hear, because they outspend the Republicans about 5-1 in real dollars. We have to change that to where they have awareness. And they're not going to follow the group think that they see on TV. Mm-hmm. And they'll think independently. Sure. And I estimate if we could just turn a third of those people around, we might be able to overcome all the voter fraud. But I'm not holding my breath.
Right. You know, I mean, and then I just think to the I mean, I imagine they've also been battling and fighting the same fight, you know, the enemy. For that lack of a term, for a better term, you know, that are on the opposite end of this spectrum on the next way to be even better at overthrowing the next election, you know. Kind of like, you know, a lot of it, we didn't know anything about hammer and scorecard. We knew a little bit about it. I mean, we knew kind of a little heard this yeah. or that over there. You know. But now it's official. Like, they were using these programs to... you know, send these votes offshore in real time to a calculating facilities, you know, over there in Europe, and I want to say China, and I want to say a few other places, and then they, you know, send back that data, and then that's tabulated and calculated. I mean, it's really, really nefarious. I mean, like for the, I mean, for just for the instance of it, if I could real quick, Dave, dominion means to keep hold of, you know, to retain control.
Yeah, I've got good information. It says the votes, at least in my home county, were counted in China, which is why our Board of Supervisors, when ordered by two courts and the Attorney General to give up the election code so we could validate, they refused to do so, and they still are in contempt of court, even at this late date. Yet none of them have gone to jail, John. That's the problem. The judicial system has been captured, and they only go after people who disagree with them. They don't go after people who break the law.
Right, you know, and I want to throw in there, and don't anybody forget about it, that massive explosion that took place there in Nashville, right outside the AT&T building, where some of them servers for Dominion were being stored.
Oh, yeah, they were covering the evidence.
Yep.
Because they didn't know which way some of this stuff would go. And by the way, if they sued Fox News, and there was discovery, meaningful discovery, those machines would have been subpoenaed. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with what you're saying there. Absolutely. Quick reaction to Tucker Carlson.
Okay, well, quick reaction. So I saw and listened to his audio clip of his first actual, you know, engagement with the public after everything's said and done. And Dave, I'm going to tell you what I felt. I've called every president ever since I've been of age to, you know of what, you know, the political system is and, you know, government class and all that in high school and everything and social politics and whatnot. But I said, okay, yeah, George Jr., yeah, Bush Jr., he's going to get it. He got it. You know, between Romney and Obama, well, Obama's going to get that. He did. You know, well, when I saw Donald Trump come out and begin a debate with Hillary Clinton, after that very first debate, I said, Donald John Trump's going to be the president of this country. And so people scorned me. I mean, people actually, you know, got really upset with me about that, you know, family members and such. But, you know, Dave, I'm going to tell you, I've got the exact same feeling I had with all them other incidents I just mentioned with Tucker Carlson. I think he very well may run for the presidency or a VP ticket.
If Trump were smart, there's your VP.
Right. That's what, yeah, right.
'Cause Trump could send him out. And he couldn't have a more articulate emissary. You look at whatever Biden assigns Kamala to do, or I should say Obama behind the scenes, she goes out mm-hmm. and cackles her way through it and makes a jackass of herself.
That's right.
So, yeah, absolutely. Interesting you say that. But we'll have to see how much of a non-compete Tucker has. But I've heard he was fired for cause. And by the way, the woman bringing the lawsuit against him, it was revealed just the other day, she's never met him. So that whole lawsuit about sexual harassment's BS.
I didn't even know what everything was stemming over, what everything is coming
out
to be.
I saw her statement publicly. I forget who printed it. Might have been political. But she made a lengthy statement about Tucker Carlson and why she was suing. And I read it.
Well, I mean, they're doing the same thing with Donald Trump, too, right?
Yeah, but here's the point I came to. She didn't say one thing where you could say a sexual harassment of any type. She never said lewd and vicious behavior, leering at her, making sexually suggestive comments, or making advances physically. None of that occurred. And then we find out the next day that she's never met the guy. And yet she can claim all this crap? He made anti-Semitic comments. What moron in their right mind with that position in the media would do that today? That would be career suicide.
Well, you know, Dave, I almost wonder if that's not what's happening. If this, like, you know, these news agencies are like, well, you know, we've had a pretty damn good run, haven't we? Yeah, well, yes, maybe it's time to fold up the operation.
Well, okay, here's something I know about. We can't develop it in depth, but I know the story on why Art Bell was ousted from Coast to Coast and how Clear Channel came in and closed the deal on Art because he was telling too much truth. He was kind of the Tucker Carlson of late night radio. And basically, Coast to Coast took a dump. I mean, they lost over 50% of revenue in stations, but people like Soros kept them afloat financially, just like they do CNN, just like they do MSNBC. They don't care about profitability. They care about the message.
That's right. You know, and the same thing happened to John B. Wells with Coast.
Well, I was going. Yeah, I was involved. I was involved in that. In fact, actually, I just talked to John today. And we kind of reminisced. Yeah, I was a huge supporter of John B. Wilson, who was fired by Coast to Coast because he wouldn't start lying. He was telling the truth, and his ratings were better than George Norrie. And George Norrie called me and begged me to stop writing articles about it. He says, I'll get you on my show. And this is after he blocked John and Art Bell, Clear Channel did, from having me come on. True story. True story. Yeah, well, I mean, I'll tell the story in depth some other time, but we're almost out of time. And John, if I don't do this, I don't do you service. This has been interesting. You came with some good topics, but so people can get more of this, tell people how they can follow you.
And folks, I do a broadcast every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at revolution.radio called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, with me, John Wayne.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, buddy. Hey, you did a good job. Good luck with what you are doing, my friend. You will land on your feet, and I'll be in touch. Thanks for joining us, and to everybody else out there, hey, like I said, there's only one answer to this problem. It's spiritual, unless we like civil war. We'll see you all later. Thanks for joining us.
Godspeed.